Blog Talk Radio.
Next the Blow Radio.
Radio. Break something if y'all with me one time, man. Break something. Let's just start breaking everything. Grab plates. Grab plates. Grab merchandise. Grab anything. Grab your grandma. Smack something. Throw something. It's crazy right now. It's crazy. Shoot.
You grabbing grandma? Why you not grab grandma?
Grab grandma. Do whatever you got to do. We
don't throw grandma.
Grandma, we're giving war tonight. We're going to war tonight. We're bringing it back. Vietnam, we shooting everything. All type of rifles, movies. Everybody's going crazy right now. You are officially on Next to Blow Radio right now with Lyrical Incisions. My man, Crush the Catalyst. What is going on, baby boy?
I'm chilling. You know,
nah.
Another Thursday. So, you know, you rocking with the show.
All right, we made it to yet another Thursday.
We're going to bring it. Some bullshit.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Right now, man, we got, you know, it's a wave on the street. I've been hearing that. You know, we got people scared to breathe out here. It's kind of hard to breathe for some of these people out here. You know what? You know why?
Why?
Because we going in on a subject that most people are scared. They run scared when it comes to certain situations. You know who we're attacking right now?
The Illuminati. Illuminati.
We're going wild tonight. We're going on the Illuminati, y'all. We're going in. Let's start here. Does the Illuminati really exist? Or is this just a bunch of made up stuff? Is it the boogeyman?
So this will probably be our last. It is real. This will be our last show. So for all the listeners, thank you.
Yo,
if I die tomorrow. If I die tonight, shout out to all my peoples. Shout out to the Mills gang, Truck Boys, all day. They knew who they were.
All right.
Leo,
listen, man.
Shout out to the Truck Boys all day.
There you go. Listen, man, we have a crazy, crazy show. Crazy, crazy show tonight, man. We are going in on the Illuminati. I want all the callers, I want all the people on Twitter, all the people on Facebook to definitely listen up, tweet everybody, because I want everybody's opinion with this one, man. We are definitely going in tonight. I mean, we getting ready to drop some knowledge tonight like Next to Blow Radio has never done before. So, you know, before we do that, man, listen, we're going to go in. We got facts. We got more facts on top of facts, and we got special callers calling in. We got a group called, we got a group called Hip Knowledge is calling in. Yeah, I said it, Hip Knowledge. So you definitely need to get hip on the knowledge that is about to be dropped tonight, y'all. Knowledge is getting ready to be dropped. I'm telling you, we going around, we knocking on people's doors all night long. We knocking on people's doors all night long. We going door to door. We smacking people. We doing whatever we got to do. We knocking doors down, y'all. Knocking doors down. So, Crush.
It's got to be done.
Before we get into that, yo, before we even get into all the Illuminati and major things that, I got some stuff that I'm getting ready to drop for y'all tonight that I guarantee you guys are not ready for. You know what I'm saying? But before we do that, before we go
I'm
into
barely
that,
ready for all this.
Crush, tell me what is really, really, really good, man. What's really, really good out in Delaware, man?
It's good out in Delaware. You know what I mean? You know, had a great New Year's and everything. I had a great New Year's. What I do, I drank by my damn self. So that, why it was great for me is because, one, I ain't got to worry about a club. I ain't got to worry about breaking up a fight up in the club. I ain't got to worry about getting in a fight in the club. It was quiet and everything. I could chill, relax, and everything, sip my sip, and chill my chill. And
so you remember everything that you did that night then, right?
Yes, I do.
You ain't do it right. You ain't do it right.
It was just
come on, man. You if you remember everything that you did, listen, man, it's been 72 hours since the New Year balls dropped, and I'm still hearing about things that I did. I don't even remember. Y'all thought I was notorious for breaking my own dishes? You should see when I get drunk around somebody else's Chinaware.
Hey, you're bringing up human China.
Listen, man, I didn't know.
Fine China, and you sitting there breaking shit.
I mean, listen, I had no idea. I had no idea, and I'm still hearing things. These things are going to be haunting me for a little bit. Yeah, man, we had a ball, though, man. We had a ball. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful New Year. And I know I did, because people are telling me how much fun I did have. People are telling me how much fun I did have. Listen, it started off.
When other people gotta tell you.
You know, when I go, and I won't put these people's name out there like that, but I know when I get around certain people, all it takes is a half an hour, and then I know I'm just waking up the next morning. You know what I'm saying? Well, we had a ball. We went over some people's house out on the east side of Columbus, had a big old crib. Everything was nice. They had food laid out for us. They had drinks galore. And I'm telling you, by the time I even turned around, I don't remember even turning around. You see that? I don't even remember turning around. It is all right, though. You know what I'm saying? We had a ball. Hey, 2013 is definitely here. You know what I'm saying? And what we're going to do tonight is make history. We are going to definitely make history. That's what I'm – Crush, you ready to make history tonight, man?
Yeah, I'm ready to make history. And we're going to do that right after we come back from this break. We're going to get into a little music. I'm seeing on the switchboard right now. Oh, I love this song. Lupe Fiasco, Bad Bitch. And right after that, we play this, we're going to get into the headlines.
Headlines.
So, until then, next to Blow Radio, you're listening to the show.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine that's a shorty, maybe five, maybe four. Riding round with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little two girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable, and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance into their intelligence, meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whim. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim.
Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's, not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gas, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks this respectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass titties spread like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Yeah. Tell her, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood.
Alright, yo, and we're back. Next to Blow Radio. Hey, for all of y'all calling in, whoever wanna call in, interact with us tonight. Don't forget the number 718-664-9115 and hit that one to go live with Catalyst or I. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Catalyst. Where you at, man? Yo, where you at, man? What's really good? Right. Man, I'm disappointed in you, man. Not handling New Year's like you supposed to. You know, you were supposed to set some fires off and do what you needed to do.
Yeah, I should have.
Disappointed in you. But you know what?
I think I'm getting old.
Nah, you just were not around the right people, though. So you know what? What we going to do? We going to celebrate tonight like it's New Year's all over again, man. So go find you a bottle real quick. You know, and come back, and we're going to do it all over again. So I won't be disappointed in you. This is not the way I plan on starting off my year with my co-host.
You know what? I do got some Henny in the freezer, so.
There it goes.
There it go.
Bottoms up. You know what I'm saying? But before you do that and you get too drunk to even read anything, let's go ahead and I would like to get into these headlines to see exactly what has been going on. So let's get ready for them headlines, y'all. All right, now, Catalyst, Crush.
Good evening.
What?
Good evening,
going
evening
on
ladies
in
and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Crush the Catalyst, your neighborhood news anchor.
All right, here we go.
And right now, we are breaking the show's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry. Wow. Okay. Of course, everybody knows the X-Men franchise and the beautiful Halle Berry is Storm. So why did I read today that she's being replaced?
being replaced.
Yes, in the next installment, possibly in the next installment, she will be replaced.
By who?
It's a couple on the list, actually. We got Zoe Sadora, and everything. Of course, y'all know her as the chick that was in Get Rich or Die Trying with 50, and or the Chicken Drumline. That's where she's known and famous. You got Yaya. I pronounce her name. Yaya Afia. Well, she was on Top Model. Yeah.
What?
You got her. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, I'm just stuck over the fact that I can't see anybody else playing Storm but Halle Berry.
But you got some good runners. Like, it's also Naomi Harris from the girl that just was in Skyfall. She could play the role. And then you also got my wifey. She just don't know it yet. The love of my life, and forever be the mother, and she will be the mother of my children, Kerry Washington.
Oh, now you know what? I just seen Django.
I love you, Carrie.
If you're listening, man, please, return his dude's text because he's going nuts about that. Listen, so I just seen Django, and that would actually be a good look. That's the only person I can actually see playing the role of Storm. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Why is Halle Berry not playing the role of Storm? No, hold on. Don't tell me that she thinks she's too big for Storm. Boo-boo,
no.
You're not too big for Storm. Storm is too big for you.
No, she don't think that. Chill. She don't think that.
Storm is too big for you.
She's going through some legal issues.
Legal? All right, what type of legal issues?
Well, apparently, on Thanksgiving, her boyfriend beat down her baby daddy. So now he's going to court with them. She's fighting for custody to the child, and it's a whole big old mess. So basically, that's why she got to take time off, because she got to figure out her legal situations.
Okay, all right. You sure that ain't the cover up story?
Hey, I'm just reading the headlines. Whether it's true or not, I'm just reading the headlines.
I mean, she's fine and all, but don't think you ever too big to play Storm. You know what I'm saying? I take that personal. Storm is bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? Storm is bigger.
Really?
You know, Storm is. Hey, listen, I don't want her to get the big head. For real, I love Halle Berry to death, though. But man, do not let that be the reason. Don't let that be the reason.
Next up.
You know what I'm saying?
Next up, KK, Kim Kardashian. Oh, my Lord. Well, Kim Kardashian is in the news right now complaining about Chris Humphrey is ruining her life.
Slut.
By saying, quote, he is hell-bent on dragging my name through the mud when I'm prolonging the divorce.
Slut.
Okay, Kim Kardashian, KK, okay. Now, you say he's dragging your name through the mud, dragging the Kardashian name? Boy, you drag that shit through the mud when you was on tape with Ray J.
My girl,
that's when you
destroyed my home
you
movie.
You the Kardashian name. Not Ray J, not Chris. Hell, Kanye got you pregnant, so fuck it. I mean, damn, you pretty much ruined everybody you was with. So, how I feel?
Yo, so let me get this straight, man. You had the nerve to tell me that Kim K said that Chris Humphrey is dragging her name through the mud, ruining, tarnishing the Kardashian name, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yo. Hell is just frozen over. You got your whole family.
You got your whole family really, really, really popping because of a home porno movie that you and Ray J pulled out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use the word pull out, but yeah, because I don't think he did. But listen, there is no way in the world that nobody is tarnishing your name, boo-boo, when you are famous off of porno. So, yo, just go ahead and stop that there. Yo, and Kanye, that's my dude, man. Yo, have that baby tested. Have that baby tested. Do a drug, not a drug test, damn it. Do a blood test, do a saliva test, and then wait a little bit. And do another saliva test. You have to
come out looking like Reggie Bush.
You know what I'm saying? When you got a baby going to come out with a whole lot of speed, some tight jeans. Calling Brandy auntie. That baby's going to be a mess.
Fuck it. Shit. He need a male father figure. Hell, Kanye already wearing skirts and shit.
He's going to have four father figures now. Yo, I don't know, man. That baby's going to be messed up for life, man. You know what I'm saying? When you come out your first day of school, they know you because your mom's a whore. Pretty much. That's it.
That's
I'm sorry. I hate to
That'd
put it out there.
That'd be a funny
like
episode
that.
Of Maury.
Yeah,
I'll
that
watch
is
that
it.
One.
She's going to be on there a couple of times before we find out who's that, man. What else is going on in the news? I'm done with Kay.
This saddens me. This really saddens me. An Arizona woman, and I use that term loosely, is in the news by accidentally shooting her brother in the head while trying to pose for a Facebook pic. Now, get this. Savannah Ramirez, 19, shoots brother Miguel Ortiz, 22, in the head while posing for a Facebook picture. When the flash goes off, the gun goes off. So, yeah, Miguel was killed instantly.
I don't even know what to say about that. What an idiot. What an idiot. First off, did you not check the
chamber? Oh, my bad. It's not Miguel. It's Manuel. Wrong. Manuel Ortiz.
It don't even matter what his name is anymore. Like, what do you want on your tombstone? You know what I'm saying? What do you want on your... I bet you they're going to put the Facebook logo right on his tombstone. That makes no sense whatsoever. So, yo, I don't know. Yo, crowd, how do you feel about sister shooting brother in the head while posing for Facebook? Idiot. Yeah, exactly. Yo, I'm not even going to get any more of my time. Please, from now on, if you are posing for Facebook with the weapon, please make sure there is nothing deadly in the chamber that can take an innocent bystander's life. Next thing you know, people's going to be doing full-blown accidental shootouts. So talking about, yo, we in the trap trying to pose for Facebook. Get out of here, man. Hey, get out of here. That deserves a big-ass jackass of the day right there. How do you feel? But, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? What we're going to do right now is we actually going to go into the topic of the night, man. The topic of the night.
Hold on, we got one more headline.
Oh, you got one more? You got one more?
Just one more. But I promise to you, this is the big one.
This is the big one. All right, let's see what we got going.
This is Fred Sanford type. Oh, Elizabeth, this is the big one. I'm coming to join you.
All right, what we got?
You ready?
Well, you know what? Hold on.
I hope the listeners are ready. Lyric, are you ready?
Hold on. You know what? Drop the bomb.
Okay. Frank Ocean was arrested on New Year's. Mind you, a lot of this shit happened on New Year's. That's why I didn't do shit. Was arrested allegedly on New Year's while driving under the influence of weed. Yes, he was pulled over in Mono County, California on New Year's because he was going 90 in the 65. Yeah, I know that don't sound. I know that don't sound too much.
All right.
It's a little bit of that story that I just left out for suspense. Now, he's under influence of weed.
He's driving 95 and a 60. See, 90 and a 65.
Go ahead, get
but
that
what team. I, but the part that shocked me about that article was, while receiving sexual acts from a dude.
What?
Yes. He was getting brain from a dude while driving.
No, Frankie. I can't. All right, hold on. This dude is in the act. Hold on. Run that whole thing back. Your boy Frank Ocean, yo, I thought the thing was a publicity stunt. You mean to really tell me that this guy is really well running around getting topped off by an actual man?
Yeah.
I knew he was gay, but I'm still in shock. I'm still shocked. No. Hold on. You mean to tell me that the boy is riding around?
He riding around.
Other
he
man's getting, New Year's.
He riding around getting this and that in his fingers.
Oh my God. Frank Ocean. I mean, woof! I can't wait for that one to come out right there. You know, that's something else right there. So, hey, we want to give the dude. Oh my God, yo. I don't even know what to say about that. Yo, Frank Ocean, you have got to do better, man. This is just definitely going to kill your album sales right now, though, because I'm already riding around feeling uncomfortable that I'm singing a song, and my mind is for a female. But
I can't do it.
Now we really, really know what you're thinking about. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was actually a publicity stunt. I didn't know the guy was really running around, you know, with a loose booty. And that's it right there. So hey, listen, Frank Ocean, man, life has got to get better, man. You got to stop. Listen, if you're going to run around doing that stuff, man, please do it in the privacy of your own home, man. You know, there's not too many I want to say, but yeah, listen, man, the Illuminati, man. Let's go ahead with that. You know what? The dude who we just topped off with probably was working for the Illuminati too. Probably working for the Illuminati, put it all to rest, man. But yeah, man, we definitely need to go ahead and talk about this though, right here, right now. It's in the headline. They run everything, so this is what I've been told. The Illuminati, y'all. The Illuminati, they run everything. They run the news. They run TV. They run NBC. They run CBS. They run your radio station. They're everywhere. They run the magazine. You can't hide, baby. You can't hide from them. They're everywhere. Is what we call the Illuminati. Now, Crush, when I first brought this idea up to you, I'm telling you, I had to go ahead and put you on blast. You know what I'm saying? When I first brought this idea that we were getting ready to do the show about the so-called group called the Illuminati.
Yeah.
It's called the, you know, it's a.k.a. the Enlightened. The Enlightened. That's what the Illuminati actually stands for. Now, just to give you a little background about this, you know, when I brought up the idea of doing, of exposing this secret society that runs everything, Catalyst told me that he wasn't with it. Crush said that I have to find another co-host. It gets too deep. And I said, you know what? We got to stand for something. And I couldn't get this dude to call me back for a couple of days. So, but you know what I'm saying? I finally found him. Had some people threaten him. Said if he ain't come back, because we signed his contract here. So, you know, ain't no running.
And that contract?
Contract, you know what I'm saying? So what we do, man, what I want to get into is this whole thing. We're going to try to break this down, but we're not going to give y'all too much knowledge, though, because the society runs scared. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And we got some special guests that are going to call in and actually drop some knowledge for y'all, because that's really what it's all about. And I say this time and time again, how hip-hop started out as a form of knowledgeable communication. You were actually supposed to learn from this art. You were supposed to evolve
from this art form of what we made. And somewhere in that matrix, we got lost. Somewhere, we got lost. And now when you hear hip-hop or you think about hip-hop, it's all about people being in the club and it's people splurging money and living this type of lifestyle that half of people can't even afford. People, let me remind y'all, we are in a recession right now. You look outside, gas is $8 a gallon, and it came down a little while. So a lot of people are not living this lifestyle. So I would want you guys to just be real with yourself, all right? Be real with yourself. And what we're getting ready to do is actually just drop some knowledge, man. Now, I just want to give y'all guys a little bit of background on this. Now, the Illuminati, supposed to be a secret society that was founded on May 1st, 1776. And this was supposed to be a group of very, very, very wealthy individuals. I mean, who were able, like maybe the top 1% of the world, who were able to run multiple businesses, multiple umbrella businesses. And eventually, what we're supposed to come to is a one-world government. Now, these people have a lot of different deceitful ways to actually portray this and let you know that it is coming. That it is coming, a one-world government, and it's even written in biblical terms as well. But these masters are actually trying to control the world's affairs through government and type of corporations to establish the New World Order. Now, I'm pretty sure that you've seen a lot of symbolism that most of y'all not even know. And one of the major symbols that is used to represent the Illuminati and these little secret societies is the all-seeing eye. Now, a lot of guys, well, all you ballers out there, you know, if you could spare the expense, pull out a dollar. You know, for all you ballers out there where it's nothing, I'm pretty sure that you guys have a dollar. And if you look at the back of the dollar bill on the left side, you would see the pyramid with the all-seeing eye at the top.
Right on the right. On the back, right. On the left-hand side.
On the back, on the left-hand side. And I'm pretty sure you guys have seen that. Mm-hmm. And we are, all right, and I'm pretty sure that it is, I don't know, it's a touchy subject, man. It's a touchy subject. Now, you're starting to see this more. It started out with rock and roll, all right? The Enlightened, okay? Just to give you a little background. The Enlightened, they have started music and was doing witchcraft with the rock and roll population, though, because it was so powerful. It was so powerful. People listened, and people did whatever these rock and roll icons would do and say. So what they did at that point in time was they started approaching these people and convinced them to sell their soul to the devil. Convinced them to sell their soul to the devil, and therefore, you know, the iconic leaders, therefore, would lead a revolution, a blind revolution. And as time went on, hip-hop actually started to become very, very mainstream and become a powerful, powerful source of music that could not be messed with. So from there, you start to see a lot of mainstream hip-hop artists start to do a lot of little symbols and stuff and throw these symbols into their music. And it's actually taking over now. And if you look at a lot of artists today, like your Chris Browns and your Jay-Z's, these are people who are, I won't say that they are, but there's just a lot of evidence that points to these people being, a lot of these people actually being associated with this movement, with the secret society.
So what we're going to do tonight is we're actually going to talk about the Illuminati, you know, because there's not ever a face to actually put with this movement, but you hear about it. You hear about it. So right now, you know, I want to go to the phone lines. I definitely want to go to the phone lines to see exactly what people are thinking. Is this quote-unquote cult or the secret society, is it real? Or is it a boogeyman that we're just giving a lot of power and paranoia to? So let's go ahead and open up these phone lines.
All right. We're going to get into the 302. 416. 302-416, you're on the line with Next to Blow Radio.
What's good, yo?
Hey, what's good, man? We just putting it out there, man, just dropping the knowledge now. If you could, just definitely let us know your name and where you're from.
Oh, man, it's the boy Stu, man. Calling out Westside Wilmington. That's my boy Crush Two, man. We work together, so good luck to you. You know I'm all, I'm part of the truck boy, so.
All right. Definitely showing love.
Get at y'all about this knowledge, about this stuff.
All right. So, I mean, first off, you definitely agree with everything that I'm saying. I mean, have you heard it yourself? With you being involved in the entertainment industry, have you seen some of this?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they out there. Ain't no boogeyman, ain't no fakeness, it ain't no, you know, none of that crazy stuff, man. They definitely real, and they definitely controlling everything we do as far as our music and, you know, stuff we like to listen to, the radio and stuff like that. So, you know, they definitely got a string and hold on all that stuff. So they definitely out here. You know, y'all definitely got to keep that in mind that they real and, you know, they dangerous. But we don't give a fuck. We want to speak what we want to say. And they feel some type of way, they can come get us.
That's what I'm talking about. There's knowledge right there. Yo, we definitely need to take a stand. Definitely need to take a stand against everything that these people these secret societies are hiding behind, because there's a lot of damage that is being done in the long run. I mean, and this
right.
goes way, way further than entertainment. This goes into, if you look
yeah.
at the school systems.
You look at your government.
And there's a lot of things that are definitely going wrong, but we are so blind to the fact. We are definitely so blind to the fact that we are not picking up these books and realizing what's going on around us. So
yep,
you definitely say that the societies are out there, don't you, Stu?
Yeah, I agree with everything you talk about, man. You definitely know what you're talking about, and like you said, you know, got stuff to do with the schools and, you know, libraries. I mean, everything, man. They control everything, so everybody got to keep an eye open and, you know, read up on some of this stuff, man, and get that knowledge up, because there's a lot of people out here that don't believe in that stuff, so.
Okay, understand. So, yeah, we definitely got some songs that's coming up as well. And Stu, if you can let people know, you know, what type of, or how we can actually reach you as far as maybe Facebook or Twitter, just how to get a hold of you in general, and let us know what
yeah.
you do.
You know, I got Facebook, hit me up on Facebook, man. My name is Khalil Foreman on there. That's K-A-L-I-E-L. Foreman, F-U-L-L. I mean, just type my name in. You definitely going to see me up there, man. Hit me up and, you know, talk to me. You know, we can talk about, the topic tonight, you know. So that's how we're going to do it.
You know, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man. Let's go to the next caller and see what's going on with people's minds out here.
100. All right, yo. I like that show too, man.
Appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you calling in. Oh, and also, I almost forgot. Here, we got a trending topic. We got a trending topic going on tonight as well. I want everybody who is calling in to hop on Twitter and let us know. We have the hashtag NTB for Next to Blow Radio ILL. So it's NTBILL. And let us know what's going on with this, though, because we're getting ready to go into the next caller. So I may not be able to get everybody, but everybody can definitely be read and be heard on Twitter.
Give a shout-out before I get up off this jump.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do it.
I just want to give a shout out to, you know, my cousin Crows, man, doing this thing out here in Delaware. Yeah, definitely support him. He's a local rapper out here. His name Young Crows. He represents the team ANF. Shout out to SCYM. Yep, shout out to Crush. You know, the whole movement, Shadow E. Shout out to Next to Blow Radio. You know, and that's what it is, man. Oh, shout out to my nigga Bones, too, man. All right.
Yo, we love it. We love it. You know what I'm saying? That's what the city is right there, man. You see, people are actually knowledgeable out here, though, but it just doesn't seem to hit the headlines anymore or the mainstream, and that's what's really being shouted out. So, yeah, let's definitely go into the next caller and see what's going on with people's minds today.
Yeah, we're going to get into the next caller. That's going to be the 612 423. 612-423, you're live now on Next to Blow Radio.
Caller, are you there?
Who?
Caller,
hello?
Are you there? All right, let's go on to the next one then. Who else we got?
We got the 304. 448. Oh, they just hung up.
These people, I'm telling you, they get scared out here when you start talking about the real. Start talking about the real. We had a whole lot, man. Yo, we had a whole lot of traffic going on.
Oh, no, there they go.
You start to find out. Oh, okay. We back?
304-448. State your name. 314-448.
314.
Hello?
See, that's the Illuminati calling right now. They on to us.
Well, we're going to get rid of them.
Oh, Crush, you done started something. I told you not to do this show.
Oh, now you're going to blame me for this?
Oh, I told you not to do this show.
Anyway. We're going to get into the 614-999.
Yeah, yeah.
614-999.
Yeah.
All right, yo,
I'm on.
Caller, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, Columbus, Ohio. Everybody call me B.BT. What's happening?
Hey, all right. That's what it is. Hey, this is one of the dudes on the cut right here, that white ninja pop off that I've been trying to go viral on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, man. And everybody need to peep that out, man. YouTube, that video, classic, man. CO, Bust Music, shit, 614 represent. Shout out to my nigga, L.I., man. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, listen, I am ready to take a stand. You know, definitely taking a stand right now. We are going in right now on Next to Blow Radio about, you know, this so-called secret society. I don't know if you've been, how long you've been listening, though, but I definitely broke down, you know, the background, a little bit of the background of what the Illuminati and what the Illuminati actually, the term means. And I actually want to go into, you know, what I want to do is actually go into what these, the symbols that you see. A lot of these artists and a lot of these athletes I'm seeing are doing these nowadays. I mean, you have, you're all seeing, you know, you have things that you need to look out for as well. You have the pyramids.
Right.
You see pyramids everywhere, you know, pyramids everywhere. You see all type of Mary symbols. You see devil horns, you know, with the old rock and roll hand sign that people did with the first and the pinky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. You see, and
It's been around for years, man. You know, it's been around for years. And, you know, a lot of people notice it. But, see, they don't want to believe it, you know what I'm saying, because they figure, oh, it's just a rock on or a lot of these fake bloods out here in the industry, they be holding up these blood symbols, and it's really not a blood symbol. It's an Illuminati sign. But they hide behind the gang affiliation to, you know, to pull it off so they can represent like they rapping. But reality is way bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you look at the industry, it's like It's like it's only one gang now. I'm like, what happened to all the gangs? When I was coming up, everybody was representing what they represent. You could be Crip, GD, Disciple, Blood, whatever. Now it's like, oh, everybody Blood now. What's all that about? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's crazy. You know, but okay. Then it's a lot of symbolism that's going on out there that people is not knowledgeable about because they so wrapped up into, you know, the idolism of whatever artist that they like, you know,
sure.
You know, like LeBron, like he throws up the rock symbol. I ain't never seen him rolling with Rockefeller. I mean, I know you're affiliated with Jay-Z, but I mean, if I'm affiliated with, you know, somebody working with Coca-Cola, I ain't going to be sitting there screaming the logo everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
But that's how, and that's how they get them. And that's how they get them.
Mm-hmm.
They find these icons that sell millions and millions of records.
Right.
And there's no, there's a lot of people that are coming out right now. And I'm actually mentioning some of the books and all the references a little later on, though. But one of the people who had came out and started exposing what was going on with the government was an individual by the name of William Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm knowledgeable about that story.
Yeah, see, and he wrote a book called Behold a Pale Horse.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was one of the best sellers right there. But he was an individual who actually went through the military and went through his ranking,
mm-hmm.
his ranking, earned his stripes, and seen some things and came out. I mean, he has a wonderful, wonderful story to tell. He has a wonderful story to tell. But he actually went in and seen all of this behind the scenes and was told and signed papers to secrecy that he would never expose what
right.
he had seen. And this was even extraterrestrial. It
mm-hmm.
even went as far as extraterrestrial. And I won't even go that far, though, because I think that's definitely getting off the subject. But But he seen some things, and when he got out of the military and he tried to put that book together with all of that knowledge and all of those facts of documentation that he's seen from the government, they tried to kill him.
Yeah, they actually did offer.
And they eventually succeeded.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody that tries to expose anything, mm-hmm. they get off, man. It's like, it's crazy. Anybody that tries to give out any knowledge, they go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, prime example, my boy Mike Jack. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He tried to let people know something at one of his things. Next thing you know, his medicine gets overdosed. He's been taking that medicine for years. Then all of a sudden, he want to speak out. That next thing you know, OD. The King of Pop gone. Like, what's all that about? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on. You telling me crackheads in my hood can live a longer life than Michael Jackson?
We all political prisoners.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, I mean, I got crackheads that been in my hood that been smoking crack forever, bro. And, shoot, they probably seen Michael grow up into the age that he died. You telling me he got all this money in the world and he dies before somebody else that's been using in the street? Come on,
right.
man. Are you serious?
Right. Yeah, so which, you know, takes us to our, you know, which takes us to our next thing. You know, I definitely appreciate you calling in and, you know, and sharing the knowledge, you know, sharing the knowledge that you have and analyzing the situation and just let us know that we're not so blind to it. You know, we're not so blind to it. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and give us your information on how we can reach you, whether Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, you can hit me up on Reverb Nation, BT Coleon. You can hit me up on, Facebook, you know, BT Coleon, you know what I mean? I mean, you just look me up. YouTube, B.644, I got videos, music, check me out, man. And before I get off of here, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Next to Blow Radio, you know what I mean? Anybody that's listening, whenever you get the chance, look up Professor Griff. He's an ex-member of Public Enemy, and he got some real knowledge on everybody that's in the industry and anything you want to get cleared up about in this discussion. Other than that,
oh,
man, everybody, love, peace, man, and, you know, protect yourselves.
I'm taking notes on that. I'm taking notes on that, BT. Professor Griff, man. Professor Griff.
Yeah.
I definitely I've definitely looked up a couple of things. Professor Griff, I mean, he would definitely drop the knowledge, and he had me very, very – Professor Griff had me up countless nights up until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning taking notes on the things that he had put on YouTube for free, but yet we still ignore the fact that the facts are there. The facts are there.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I'm going to do, man, is before we actually get into the next caller, we're going to take a quick break and listen to some music. We got this. We got this track coming up that I absolutely love when I heard it. I mean, this had everything to do with what we're talking about tonight. Whether black, white, Indian, red, white, whatever color you is, if you stand for the right thing, then we will eventually come together. We will eventually come together. But there have been leaders. There have been leaders in the past who have stood up for the right thing and wind up getting the top blown off. You'll wind up getting assassinated. Now, we're going to get into this next song. It's actually from my man, Saigon, right here. It's called He Got Blown Away. And if you listen to this, there is a message in here. Definitely, hey, Crush, if you can, without any further ado.
All I'm saying is, listen.
3-0 political prisoners. Even though a lot of y'all are lucky to be prisoners. Because you know what happens to most people to step up?
They get blown away.
Damn right. Okay. Martin Luther King had more than a dream. He was out for social change and that sort of a thing. Try to lead us to freedom, but before it would ring.
He got blown away.
He seen a problem and thought that he had the answer proudly. And that's the reason that Huey started the Panther Party. Wasn't for Hoover, he'd be alive today.
But he got blown away.
Like a father to many, was for the love cause the brother wasn't offered a penny. He said the black man was God and it costed him plenty. Was it the time when wasn't no police officers friendly? He birthed the 5% nation, calling the true and living. And just for that, you know, they whooped him and threw him in prison. Wasn't for them that he'd be with us today.
He got blown away.
Marvin Gaye wrote a song called What's Going On. The label said no, but he convinced them to go along. He spoke of Vietnam and the shit that was going wrong. Trying to convince people that they need to keep holding on. He sang Mercy, Mercy Me, it felt like he was crying. He wanted to save the hood, they understood why he was trying. He took a stand and said what he had to say.
He got blown away.
Tupac Shakur was more than a rapper, more than an actor. It was more than awards he was after. He tried to teach young black people a better way.
He got blown away.
Give it to him. Abraham Lincoln was honest. He was a racist, but he did what he said when he promised. He freed slaves, of course he was going back.
He got blown away.
John F. Kennedy fought for the people. A white president that born to see all of us equal. At least that's what he said when running for office to beat through. But then he won and he started doing more for the people. Assassin hit him with a bullet, tore his cerebral. I know a lot of y'all are thinking we want to believe you. Black people pray for JFK.
Bang. He got blown away.
Same way. Nah, I can't forget Peter Tom. If Bob Marley was Jigger, then Tom should be now. Peter was Bob, right hand man, one hand bar. The other, these brothers wanted more than the duty laws. Kill him on the guitar, the better up on the mic. Y'all remember that revolutionary shit he was right. Like, get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Bang. He got blown away.
You damn right. Martin Luther King had more than a dream. He was out for social change and that sort of a thing. Try to lead us to freedom, but before it was green.
He got blown away.
Tupac Shakur was more than a rapper, more than an actor. It was more than awards he was after. Try to teach young black people a better way.
He got blown away.
Then there was Saigon, I brought you the greatest story. I know they watching me, and I know that they waiting for me. I just pray that y'all heed what I had to say.
I get blown away.
All right, so, yo, we're back, man. Next to Blow Radio, you know, definitely hit us up, 718-664-9115. Hey, that song by Saigon has me so hyped, man. It's so much the truth. It's so much the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and, Chris, you feel that song, man?
Man, it's out there. It's there, like.
You know, it definitely does its thing, man. Let's go ahead and take the next. Let's hop into the next caller, man, because I like what's really going on right now.
Where are we going with it?
Let's do this. Let's do this. 480 number. Did we do that?
No, I don't think so. 480-232.
Yes, hello,
Pete.
This is Star. What's going on? This is Star Home out in Arizona. How y'all doing?
All right. All right, yo, man, we up here, you know, we up here talking about that real stuff right now.
Man, I feel you. I saw the topic and I had to chime in. I really appreciate, you know, you guys having the guts to actually talk about something real and educate people on what's going on. I'm an MC out here in Arizona, and basically everything that you guys talk about, that's what I talk about too in, you know, on my music. But I have noticed a trend, like you said, with William Cooper, Behold That Fell Horse. Anybody that exposes the truth, you know, they eventually try to silence or they defame them in some way. So
he
it's like I try to So I try to really mask, you know, my stuff in metaphors, and it's crazy. Along my journey, I've also met some really interesting people. I became friends with someone that used to work, you know, for the shadow government in the Montauk Project. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Stuart Swerlow. But he writes a lot of books on that. He's another cat to look up. And even before that, like in 2001, I had like a three-hour conversation with Dr. Al Baylik. He's the cat that is mentioned if you guys look up the Philadelphia experiment. That's supposedly another Illuminati experiment that went on. And it was crazy because I talked to Al Baylik. He let me like interview him over the phone. I had the conversation like recorded on tape. And then one day, I went to the library and I put the tapes in my bag, and I was using the computer. Then I went to look down on the ground for my tapes, and my bag was gone.
Get out of here.
So I kid you not.
So
that, that shit is real. And all I have to prove it is my memories of what we talked about. It's crazy.
Damn. So, okay. So hold on, because you spit out a lot of knowledge right then and there. Now, I just want to go back now because I'm going to have to put this into – I'm going to definitely put this in our trending topic right here, too. So everybody who,
right,
you know what I'm saying, is can't write anything down right now, you definitely go to the NTBILL, and we'll definitely be able to put it on there. Now, hold on. Now, what was your name one more time?
Sahom. Y'all can catch me at Twitter. It's at Sahom. It's T-H-A-A-H-U-M. My little avatar is a picture of my album cover, and I purposely did my album cover to really spark people's curiosity. If you look at my Twitter AVI, like three people have asked me, are you in the Illuminati? Are you affiliated? But I did that on purpose to spark people's knowledge because there's a lot of misconceptions from my studies about the Illuminati. I mean, when you break it down, even slavery, they said, was a tactic by the Illuminati to, you know, to break up the family because the only way they could really get power is like y'all said, through control. So if you, you know, kidnap somebody out of their home and, you know, do all this, you know, horrible stuff to them, that fractures the brain. And by fracturing the brain, it makes people lose hope. And if someone has lost hope, they get isolated and then they can't fight. And then they just swallow any bullshit that's given to them. And it's like a lot of the shit that we knew, you know, back in Africa or all the ancient civilizations knew, they took and they twisted, you know, because back in our day, the pyramids wasn't an evil thing. That was something that we used as like a storehouse of knowledge. And even Professor Griff and this other teacher, Black Dot, he's another one to look up. He gets into that. But it's like, and it's crazy because that's even said in the Bible, at the end days, the good will be made to seem evil and the evil be made to seem good. But then there's even people that say some parts of the Bible the Illuminati are behind too. So it's like it's really up to all of us to really have discernment and just see, you know, what's going on and have the courage like y'all are doing to talk about it. I mean, you ain't got to get all crazy, you know, deep, but just the fact that you're having this conversation, you know, after the show's over, people are going to discuss and they're going to research and they're going to come to their own conclusion. That's all we could ask.
Absolutely, y'all. I definitely appreciate that. Now, hold on one more time, though, because I'm trying to find you on Twitter here just to make sure, because I like the knowledge you're dropping all the way from Arizona, man. I love that. So you said it was at T-H-A.
A-H-U-M.
Let me see.
So I got two A's in there and one. Yeah, T-H-A-A-H-U-M.
All right, trying to find that here. See if we can find you here. Man, yo, because that's real deep right there, and I definitely appreciate, you know, you definitely calling in, and so we can unite. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah.
Of this. That's the whole purpose of this. See. Crush, what you got to say, man? Crush been quiet all night long, man. Notice how quiet.
Because
I can't get this dude to shut up, right? Usually I can't get this dude to shut up. He always is talking over. I can't get this dude to say nothing tonight.
Because you know why? You want to know why? Today,
why is
today?
That?
Because I'm actually sitting back and listening. I want to hear everybody's opinion. Because this is bigger than us. So I want to hear everybody's opinion on how they feel about this. So if I got to sit here and finally shut my big mouth to know and have a better understanding of what's going on in my world and this entire world, our world, that's what's got to be
right.
done.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right. So, yo, as well, man, I'm going to have you definitely.
But I'm
going to
be back
like,
on my same old bullshit next week.
That's all right. And sure will. So, yo, if you could, man, I would love for you to leave a tweet on our trending topic. And that
Definitely.
Would be N-T-B-I-L-L. I try to make it real easy for y'all tonight so y'all can find it.
All right, for sure. I'm going to leave a tweet. And, man, once again, I just appreciate y'all dropping the jewels and educating folks. It's a whole new
and
cycle.
And we appreciate you for calling in.
All right, for sure.
Yeah,
y'all
so
be
definitely,
easy.
Man. All right, no doubt. Appreciate you calling in, man. Make sure that you leave your information on there because you're going to get a lot of followers off the knowledge that you just dropped, man. N-T-B-I-L-L, you know, the hashtag.
All right, for sure. I'm going to do that right now.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. All right. So, all right. So let me see here, man. Let's go ahead and bring on the special guest, man, the special guest. We have the 614-774.
All right.
614-774. You're live on the air, the show on Next to Blow Radio.
Yo, we going to call the boy B, man. B, what's going on with your family?
Oh, okay. I just clicked back over my phone, man. It was good.
Nah, yo, you all right? Yo, what's going on over there? State your name and let them know where you from, man.
This is B. This is Kurt B, man. I here in Columbus, Ohio, originally from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Represented 216 and 614 right now. That's what I'm doing. It's good.
That's what we're talking about. Listen, man, right now we got a hot subject, man. We got a hot subject. And, you know, I definitely enjoy your work. Kurt B is a hip-hop artist as well. And his flow is something phenomenal, man. Something phenomenal. He has a catchphrase. You know, he has a catchphrase that he has said, and even my cousins later. He has some of my family down in Cincinnati even saying it. This dude said on one of his verses, "African H slapping your face," and I promise, like once you hear him say that, it changes everything. Like, niggas go nuts. When people go nuts, man. And he also said something else. He was like, "Yo, this is like." He said, "My style is like sunshine and rain moving together." It's just something that you just never, ever think about. You know what I'm saying? I was so hyped off of that, man. I was so hyped off of that. But
appreciate it,
through the years, no doubt. I mean, people really need to know that, man. It's just little things like that. African ape slapping your face. You got my cousin just saying it every day, man, every day. But, the man, he actually, man, every time that I see him, he actually drops dimes, man. He actually drops dimes. And when I say dimes, I mean dimes of knowledge. Every time that I leave from around his area, he always
gives me something to go home and look at that actually stimulate my brain.
Right.
That
yes,
actually
sir.
Stimulate my brain and give me something, you know, and definitely give me something to look forward to. And he knows that I always holler back because I either call him just out of the blue or I send him a text like, yo, I looked it up. Yo, that's crazy.
Sir.
It's bananas. It's bananas. So, yo, Kurt, man, without any further ado, man, I just wanted you to go ahead and just let the callers know. Let the callers know some of that information that you always give me.
Okay. Well, you know, right now it sounds like everybody is pretty knowledgeable. You know, a lot of people called in, and, of course, you've been doing your research, it sounds like, and everything sounds pretty accurate. You know, right now it's not really as much of a secret as it used to be, you know what I mean? But with that main thing being stated, you know, I can go on and tell you how they control everything. Matter of fact, I got a book in front of me right now. And y'all already know this, but I'm going to just go ahead and read out this one little thing out of this book called Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, The Lion Sleeps No More. And this is by a European a guy named David Icke. You might want to look up anything David Icke got, check it out. But anyway, I'm going to read something out here. He got the Pyramid of Manipulation. I understand we were talking about the pyramids. And, of course, like a man, Lyrical Incisions here is just stated, you know, it is originally an African, Egyptian a symbol, and it's really a lot of geometry involved, that sacred geometry that unlocks a lot of keys and powers of the universe and our nature, and it teaches us, and there's knowledge of self within Egypt and Africa that originated out from Africans, of course, And a lot of that is knowledge that is within, and also our connection to the universe and the rest of nature. And it has been captured by some controlling people controlling bloodlines and families who wish to rule everything. So you can use these powers for positive or negative energy manipulation, okay? But mainly it's all mind manipulation. And being that we kind of understand that, we should start to try to do something about it. But I'm going to go ahead and read this one little thing. It's called The Pyramid. There's an actual depiction of a pyramid in this page that I'm reading here in this book that I just said the name of it. It's a Pyramid of Manipulation. Now, there's different levels from the top to the bottom of control. And that Illuminati that we talk about pretty much is not these entertainers that you see. These are different branches of secret societies that break down under the umbrella of the Illuminati, the main bloodlines who run everything. And the top of that pyramid, it comes down. The top of the pyramid controls everything, and it has branches that goes down. And there's the different levels. Here's the different levels of knowledge and hierarchy within the institutions, from bank cashiers to chairman of boards, all right? And it's called the first one is, they control illegal drugs, organized crime. The second is medicine, drugs, and drug companies. The third is intelligence agencies. The fourth is religions. The fifth is media. The sixth is education. The seventh is politics. The eighth is military. And then we have ninth, business, and tenth, banking. So that's pretty much everything. It's education, religion. Everything, okay? So you have to – I'm leaving it up to the listeners to go ahead and do more research on this. I mean, if there's anybody that's listening that's kind of skeptical of anything, right at this point to me it's kind of hard to understand how anybody could be skeptical if their awareness is awakened, if they're conscious. If you're conscious, you should be able to look around you and see the signs and symbolism and listen to what people are saying and notice the control. And my main thing with understanding and noticing this control that they have is actually starting to wake up and take control of your own. You know what I mean? It's important that we learn to take care of, take control of our own lives and pay attention to our own thoughts, study more knowledge of self. You know, study how you are connected to the rest of the universe. That's the most important thing anybody that's listening can do. You know what I mean? And that, I mean, because I know a lot of people are wondering, like, how can we get away from this control? You have to take control. You have to be the soul controller. Control your own spirit. You know, don't allow these material things and these mind manipulation to consume you and the people around you. And don't allow your environment to control you. You control your environment. That's the main thing. And, you know, that's pretty much all I'm going to be able to drop. I can go on for days and days and nights and nights, but my time is unlimited right now. But anybody want to get at me, you know what I mean? Look, sisters, know what's up. We at Ngozi, you know, Barbara Beauty and Beyond. You know, you can always go to Ngozi, that's N-G-O-Z-I, Barbara Beauty and Beyond on Facebook. So catch us, you know, check us out. We hit knowledge, LLC, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, before you get off of here, man, because I definitely appreciate all of that, man, and I know the callers definitely appreciate that. Hey, let everybody know that because the last jewel that you just dropped on me, man, I still have not been able to get that out of my head, man, and I'm talking about the lady who exposed everything. Let the callers know what her name is.
Y'all check out Mary Kay. That's, Kay, not Mary Kay. Kay. Hold on.
That's the Illuminati right there at the door.
Yeah. Check out Kay. Check out Kay. What is her last name, man? Briggs. Kay Briggs.
Kay. Yeah, there you go.
I think it's Kay Briggs. Briggs. Just check her out. Listen to the interview. You know, y'all tell me what y'all think.
Yeah, after you listen to that, man, yo, so I definitely appreciate you calling in, man, and dropping knowledge, and we definitely going to use your knowledge in the future, man. Like I said, this is just the beginning of some things.
Okay, no doubt. Check it out. I want to make a correction on y'all, for y'all real quick. It's Griggs. It's G-R-I-G-G-S, not Briggs. It's G.
G-R-I-G-G-S, y'all.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Mary Griggs. Mary Griggs.
Kay Griggs, yeah.
K. Griggs. All right. I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry, y'all. All right. K. Griggs. Yo. That's what I'm talking
right,
about
bro.
Right there. Yo. So appreciate you calling in, baby.
Thank you.
Right,
thank
man,
you
peace.
So much.
Yo, so, man, like, it gets real serious, man. And K. Griggs, after I had watched that, man, listen, she did a full uncut interview, and that thing had lasted about 3 hours. Listen, she was the wife of someone in a similar position as William Cooper, but he had more power. This guy personally raised assassins. He personally raised assassins and trained assassins and picked assassins for the U.S. government to carry out special tasks. Okay, and there was a lot of, man, I'm telling you, I want to put it out there like that, but there was a lot of homosexual acts going on. A lot of powerful people who were engaging in all type of crazy activity, and she breaks it down. She gives names. She gives rankings. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, we're getting ready to start putting the truth out there. K. Griggs, I'm getting ready to go on Twitter right now and put that down for y'all so y'all can look that up. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Let's take two more callers, and then I want you to play that Killer Mike song for me, Crush.
Yeah, I was already had it queued up.
You know what I'm saying? Let's take two, maybe three more callers, man. Let's see what the people was thinking about and see if we have some more knowledge that people can drop up onto us as well.
Yeah, I got 2 302s that really want to chime in, so I'm going to see what they're talking about.
Let's get them.
I'm going to get into the 302-858. I mean, 302-358. State your name. Who? Where you coming from?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, yo, man. My name is Joey Jokes, representing Extra Wound Entertainment. I'd like to first off give a shout out to you, Crush, your boy O Flame, Shadow A, 302, and all that, man.
Yo, I appreciate
what's good,
that,
Joey.
Man.
What up, man?
Hey,
anyway, man. I like this topic y'all touched on tonight, man. I'm at the gym right now. I'm about to get my workout on. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, man, that people don't know. And all I got to do is tell them, just, like, open up your eyes. You know, just be more aware, no matter if you think it's false or not. Just if you're more aware or more assertive, you can start, you know, instead of there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes that, like, if you do your own research, you can come up with your own opinion. You know what I mean? Me personally, like, I have a different outlook of the whole situation because if somebody approached me from this higher organization, I just tell them, you know, I just ask them where the fuck you want me to sign at. You know what I mean? But a lot of people... You know what I mean? That's just me because, you know, we're at the bottom of the pyramid right now. We're the ones slaving over everything, working these bullshit-ass 9-to-5s and being happy with, you know, people are like, yo, I got a job right now. I'm happy with that. Nah, man. Look up, like, the zeitgeist and what money's all about, and you'll realize everything you think about life right now is false.
Bring that up. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
For somebody to bring it up.
Yeah, if you look that kind of stuff up, just like from the general knowledge, like these are facts. Those kind of things are facts. All the other stuff, you know, you can go off people's conspiracy theories and things like that. But when it comes down to it, you know, there's facts out there that you can form your own. You can form your own opinion. Me,
mm-hmm.
You know, these dudes, like, you got to realize that if there is a secret society, and there's people running these governments, these are not people that you would want to even mess with. And not only that, these people are ingenious. Like, these people are evil geniuses, you know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here thinking everything's kosher, you know, when, and y'all, you know, people, like, the whole game is fucked up. Not even just with music. I'm talking about the economy, religion, everything's crazy because of, you know, somebody's opinion about secret society. You know, when it comes down to hip-hop, me, I'm fully into hip-hop. You can, you can Twitter me. I'm at Joey Chooks. Same thing on Facebook, Joey J-U-X. But basically, when it comes down to it, it's like with the hip-hop game, you know, look it up, man. They're pushing sexuality on little kids, you know what I mean? Like, the game is fucked up right now, man.
They recycle the same things,
you know what I mean? They recycle the same shit over and over. Back in the day when, you know, when Wu-Tang and all this shit came out, when all the, like, you know, hip-hop started really popping, especially East Coast hip-hop, nobody would have been caught dead in a pair of skinny jeans dressed like Kanye West. You know what I mean? When it comes down to it, is they would have got beat the fuck up. Now you got grown-ass men dressed like cover girls, and it's crazy because that's accepted now. You know what I mean? And that's only because you have somebody like Kanye wearing that, and everybody's like, oh, that's the new style. That, dude, come on, man. Like, that's all higher-ups. You can... That nobody was like, hey, Kanye wasn't like, hey, man, I like that. That's cool. Nah, higher-ups push that on people, and they totally change the game and totally change your opinion about what's cool and what's not. So, I mean, just don't be a puppet, you know what I mean? Do your own thing. You know, the leaders lead. I mean, yeah, like they said, like everybody said, they get shot, they get all that, but guess what? They go down in history. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Martin Luther King, Pac, all these people that went against the grain, they're still talked about for a reason because they're leaders. I'd much rather go out a martyr and a leader than go out a follower. You know what I mean?
There you go. I like that. Spoken like a true man. Spoken like a true man. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I feel like we can go on and on and on about this. And you hit a very, 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 very good point. A very good point of people. Now, how you feel about the homosexual nature? Because I feel like that's being at, right now, I feel like homosexuality is almost cool.
It is. That's what I mean. You look at MTV. When I was a kid, you know, you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see it like that. It wouldn't be in your face like that. You flip the channels now. You hit up MTV, and it's another dude kissing a dude, another chick kissing a chick, and like the homosexuality thing is pushed huge on people now. It's like you know, when I was in high school. I'm not saying that there weren't people that were gay. I'm cool with anybody. I'm not biased at all. But in school, you know, there might have been a gay kid or whatever. That's cool and everything, but now it's like the cool thing to do. That's the new style. You know what I mean? Like, I work in retail sometimes. I got my hands in a bunch of different things with business. Like, just when I see people and consumers, I'll see two dudes walking by constantly, two chicks walking by constantly, and back in the day when I was younger, it wasn't like that, you know what I mean? And that's just because, like, again, everything if there's a secret society does exist, they move strategically. Everything's a thought-out plan. They don't do nothing, like, impulsively. It's a slow process. And that's what they're getting. They have a million things. We're just puppets, you know what I mean? When it comes down to it, we're at the lower bottom of the pyramid. They can make anything cool, you know what I mean? Everything could be, next thing could be, you know what I mean? They can influence us in many different ways. You just have to stay awake, you know what I mean? Don't blend. Don't blend. Do your own thing, you know what I mean?
Stand up on your own, too, right?
Exactly.
Stand up on your own, too. Yo, so I definitely appreciate what you stand for and dropping that knowledge. Now, what I would love for you to do as well is if you can go on to Next to Blow, if you can do our hashtag, the NTBILL, and leave your information and, leave some knowledge for the callers to actually be able to Google later on.
All right, and just again, if any of these Illuminati people are listening, man, check this out. My you can find me at Twitter, at Joey Chooks. If any of y'all higher ups want to contact me, man, at Joey Chooks on Twitter. You can find me everywhere. Just Google me, man. Hit me up. Hit me on the message thing. Give me that contract, whatever I be, man. I'm trying to get paid. Feel me?
All right, yo, spell it out for him. At Joey, J-O-E-Y.
Yeah, J-O-E-Y-J-U-X, man. And again, man, shout out to Next to Blow Radio, Shadow E, You Crush, Boy O Flame, or the whole 302 CMB. Anybody that's doing it real big in Delaware and making these other motherfuckers look like clowns.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yo, big shout out to everybody up in Delaware, man. They are definitely in this thing tonight, man. Let's take another caller, man, before we get into this powerful, powerful Killer Mike song.
It's just, wow. I'm just like, in like shock or awe.
I'm telling you, these people know the truth. These people know the truth out here. The only thing is we need to get this back to the mainstream.
Yeah, because think about it like this. Like, this is the thing I think about. Like, they control what we eat. They control what we see. They control what jobs we get and this, that, and vice versa. Like, it's to a point, like, it's so hard to not believe my thoughts, even my thoughts. Like that's the thing that I think about now. Are my thoughts even my thoughts?
I'm telling you, you definitely need to look around, man.
Like, it's like they control everything. So how do I not know that I already been taken under? How does anybody know we haven't been taken under?
I mean, you're already a part of the society, and it's already, you're probably already a target, and you have started already to become a puppet. Because people are not aware. People are definitely not aware. So, let's see what the next caller is thinking about. Let's see what's on their mind.
Yeah. We got another 302, and I think they've been holding on for a while. We got the 302. 525. I know this number very well. 302-525.
Yo, what's good?
What's good?
Right.
Who you be?
Yeah, it's old Flame Shadowy. You know what I'm saying? It's calling in to show some love to y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. We got a hot topic going on tonight, man, as you've been listening. And I definitely appreciate you hanging in there, too, just trying to get through these callers as quickly as possible. But we definitely need to get everything out and trying to get people to expose their feelings and, try to get everything off people's minds. Now, what's definitely on your mind? Now, is this Illuminati, is it fact? Is it actual culture? Is it a secret society? Does it exist? Or is it just a boogeyman to try to keep us, I guess, from sleeping good at night?
Nah, it's definitely something that exists, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Crush can tell you, like, we talk about it a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is why I tuned in, because this is something that I always looked into, like, even back in, like, my freshman year in high school. You know what I mean? We used to have, like, after-school programs where we actually studied it. And, like, Crush should know, like, being where you from Delaware, the DuPonts, they play a major part in the whole Illuminati. And the branch of the Illuminati, you know what I'm saying? So, like, where we live at, we basically in the base of it. You know what I mean?
We in the DuPont? basically run Delaware. Like the DuPont family runs Delaware.
They run a lot. They run a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And so, it exists, you know what I'm saying? They definitely have control on a lot of things that's going on in the world with the banks, you know what I'm saying, with the government, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all puppets. Even Obama, he's a puppet tool, you know what I'm saying? So people just got to do their research, you know what I mean? Like, stop thinking it's the boogeyman, stop thinking it's a conspiracy. And, you know, just like people believe, you know, we're not the only people in the universe, you know, it's a possibility that we all puppets.
You know what I call conspiracies? You know what I call conspiracies a lot? A lot.
What's that?
The truth. I call conspiracies a lot is the truth, because it's really when conspiracies are, well, you know, quote unquote, when conspiracies are brought up, a lot of times conspiracies are backed by facts. And all the person are the people that we're actually bringing this to and trying to expose, they just deny it. That's all they do. They deny it, but they don't back it by facts. Like if we go into the whole 9/11, episode, there are so many scientific facts that back up what I was taught and the things that I look at. Versus, you know, let's just look at Building 7. I won't even go into the whole thing, but let's just look at Building 7. There was no explosions around there. There were no other buildings that collapsed around Building 7, but it failed.
Mm-hmm.
It failed.
You know why?
And, go ahead, say why.
I'll say, you know why people act like that? Because people are scared of the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, if anything, that's just in general. People are scared of the truth. Especially
ignorance is bliss.
People would rather deal with a lie because they're more comfortable with believing in that. You know what I'm saying? With anything. That's why it's easy for motherfuckers to lie. People, that's why, you know, you don't tell somebody that you're close to the truth half the time because you don't want to hurt their feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. So you put the truth in front of people's faces, they be like, nah, I don't believe that. That's a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so scared of what can happen. They're so scared of the government being able to tap your phones while you're not even using your phone. They're so scared of, you know, Big Brother as a whole. But all that shit is connected. You know what I mean?
There you go. So, yeah, definitely let us know, man, where we can, you know, where we can reach you. And I would definitely like for you to leave a comment on the trending topic. You know, the NTBILL, and that's short for Next to Blow, Illuminati.
Yeah, no doubt. Y'all can reach me at Twitter at The Real O'Flame, you know what I'm saying, youtube.com/O'Flame, Reverb Nation, O'Flame, you know what I'm saying, the Shadow E page on Facebook, you know what I'm saying. But just keep doing y'all thing, man. You know, I salute Next to Blow. This is a real topic. It definitely needs to be touched on more than once. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we...
I got a lot of people trying to call in. You know what I mean? So, you know,
we should
do like a part two or something.
Oh, yeah, we doing part two. Part two is definitely coming, though, because these phone lines are blowing up right now. We got people going crazy on Twitter right now, people going crazy. And that's just what I want to see. I want to touch down on topics, and that was the whole reason I sat down and I thought about this. This is a well-thought-out plan because we're definitely going to get attention, both positive and negative. And I keep telling Crush, I hope you're ready for the ride, man.
Let's roll.
Definitely, Crush. He always gets quiet during these topics. Every time I bring it up, he get quiet.
But he brought up a good topic though. I mean, if he gonna sit back and listen, then I would rather that. I would rather that than anything else.
That's why I fell back. I just wanted to take everything in. You know what I mean? Listen to what everybody else had to say. You know,
and we
like
got.
We got so many more
facts and topics to talk about, and that's why we definitely got to break down this into part three, part four.
Mhm.
I already see that coming. But yeah, I definitely wish that you would call in the future, and you know, anything that you research in between now and the next Illuminati show that we do. And this is for everyone. I want you guys to call in and start sharing these ideas because this is the only way that we're actually going to learn off of each other, because half of this stuff we won't learn on TV. We won't learn through the mainstream radios. It's for us, the underground people, who actually are not brainwashed and not scared to go against the grain to actually expose the truth.
Indeed.
Yeah, so definitely, man, appreciate you. Again, man, just make sure that you leave a comment on the NTBILL so we can definitely get back with you and we can exchange ideas as well.
All right, I got you.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, one.
All right, man, Crush, I'm telling you, man, it's really, really going down right now. I love all of these callers and all of the support that we're getting right now. This is phenomenal right now.
If it's one thing I truly got to say is everybody who's on the lines, everybody who's listening, everybody who's going to listen, research, learn. Learn about what we're talking about right now. Learn the people we're talking about. Learn about the martyrs who sacrificed for this knowledge, because we cannot no longer have ignorance to be bliss. We can't.
That's true.
Ignorance cannot be bliss anymore. That's just right there. Ignorance cannot be our bliss.
That's true.
Learn.
So, and as well, man, before we get into the song, though, because I know we haven't played a lot of local artists, and that's because I am waiting for the submissions. You know, I'm waiting for more conscious music. Everybody is submitting these songs that, you know, pop the coochie, let's pop bottles in the club, and it's okay. It's okay every now and then, you know, to do that. But right now, for these topics and going forward, I need more conscious music. I need artists. I don't need rappers. I need artists to submit music to me. And music that's actually going to make a difference, music that we can actually learn from. So with that being said and done, you know, we must lead by example, and this is Killer Mike with another phenomenal song, man. When I first heard this and I seen a video to it, it spoke so – it came out of left field, and I wouldn't expect this from an Atlantic rapper, you know, from an Atlantic rapper. I would not expect this at all, but Killer Mike came in and smack everybody with this song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's Killer Mike, and the name of this cut is Reagan, as in Ronald Reagan.
To terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, freedom up from bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansion. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting. Children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like our lover North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military planes.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era, I'm like level 12, old enough to understand that shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us
shots on our belly while they fingers on they triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profit. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real master. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompter. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner judge, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the pole. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lead. I leave you with four words. I'm glad Reagan dead.
Yo, and that's the stuff that I'm talking about right there. That's the stuff I'm talking about right there. Like, lead by example, man. Let's get more songs like that on the air. You see what I'm saying? I feel like I learned a whole lot, and it makes me think from a different point of view. And I love it, man. And I love it. I love it. Let's go ahead, man. Let's keep dipping into these callers, man. Let's keep dipping into these callers, and let's see what's going on. See what's on people's dupla obligata.
Where are we going with it? What area code are we going with it?
I mean, any, mighty, mighty, mo. Let's see. Let's take this, you know what? Somebody down in New Orleans. Let's take that 504. Nope. You know what? Hold on. Before we do, let's take the 740-601.
All right.
740-601. Yo, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, L.I., man. It's Sick Beats. What's up, man?
Oh, Sick Beats, yo, this guy's, yo, you know what, this is the perfect person to talk about this whole thing, man. You know why, Crush? You know why?
Why?
If you listen, I'll tell you why. You know what I'm saying? If you listen, I'll tell you why. This guy right here, he's actually a military vet.
Two-time military vet.
Two-time military vet, you see what I'm saying? He got two rings. He got more than LeBron, though. He got
more
than LeBron.
And really the thing is that I really do believe this show needs to be broken down into all different aspects of the Illuminati, because if you really think about everything that's going on right now, you've got Illuminati in the media, Illuminati government, Illuminati in sports. I mean, it is everywhere. I really do. This is a subject. I mean, I watch videos on this every day. And it is really, it's crazy because L.I. hit me up earlier days like, man, you got to check out the show. Send me the text and all that stuff. So, and I wasn't expecting to, you know, it to be on Illuminati, but it's something that I do have a lot of knowledge on. I'm going to touch on a couple things. Illuminati in the media. Basically, everything that you watch, every aspect of every bit of TV, everybody out there, make sure you pay attention to the signs and symbolism. Basically the shapes and the symbols, it's a brainwashing tool, really. And here's here's what you got to think about is, what is the devil's greatest feat?
What's
deception.
That?
Deception.
Deception.
The devil's greatest feat is to make people believe he doesn't exist.
Now, hold on. Whoa. Now, hold on. Listen. Now, I don't want to go too deep now because you still are in active duty. Like, if something were to happen to you, I'd never forgive myself. Like, are you okay with going in right now, though? Because it sounds like you're getting ready to go somewhere that you can't get your white ass out of.
I'm not going to go real, real deep into it, but I believe that there are a lot of ties in the symbolisms of Illuminati and Satanism and things like that. It is basically any kind of video that you turn on TV, man, it is basically a ploy to click something in your brain to do certain things. It's like mastering puppets. If you look up, here's a perfect video for you to look up right now. And this is something that kids are watching right now. One of my dudes sent this video that I work with. He sent this video to me. He's like, hey, man, you got to check this out. Right now, everybody get on YouTube, look up Kesha. I'm not a big fan of Kesha or nothing like that, but Kesha, and it's called Die Young. And just look at that video. If you were a young kid just watching this video, you think, oh man, that's Kesha, you know, in my idol, whatever. But they got your daughters, and they got them. Everybody's brainwashed, man. And if you look at the symbolisms in that video, it'll clearly tell you. We know because we have the knowledge. We are aware. We are aware of the knowledge and the symbolisms to look for. Kids, man, they're catching them at this young age. To basically mold them into the society that they want to be.
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you something last week, man, something that last week that actually just caught my attention, and that everybody pay attention. Everybody listen up to this one. Everybody knows SpongeBob, okay? Everybody knows SpongeBob. Everybody didn't watch SpongeBob. Nobody really takes SpongeBob seriously. I was in Cleveland last week and just happened to be walking past the TV, all right, as my little youngin' was watching SpongeBob. Okay, now, I'm walking past, and I see that SpongeBob, and what's his little partner name? I think Squidward or something like that. They had
Patrick.
All right, so I'm walking past the TV, and I just happen to notice that SpongeBob had this hat on with the eye on it. It had the all-seeing eye, and it has stopped for a second. They are sitting here praying. They're praying. And they're doing this ritual. And somebody had walked out and was like, is this a type of secret society? And they both looked at each other and just started giggling like, I don't know. I can't tell you. And it went in and was doing all type of, like, it was crazy. It was crazy for a kid. You know, it would definitely go over the head of a kid. But to a person like me who has seen that, I mean, they are definitely attacking the kids younger and younger, and they're getting them as quickly as possible. I could not believe the stuff that I had seen and the worship that they're giving this God. This God.
And,
so, yeah, you're definitely right.
And it really is everywhere. I mean, people may not be aware when they're watching it or anything like that, but there's something about the shapes and symbolisms that it's like hypnosis. You know, everybody says, like, oh, you can't hypnotize me or nothing, you know, things like that. It's the techniques that they use to hypnotize you or, you know, brainwash you into believing something. So
there you go. So, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate you calling in and shedding some light on that as well. So what I would recommend is, you know, let us know how we can get a hold of you, Sick.
Sick Beats. You can check me out on Facebook at Sick Beats, and you can also check me out on Twitter, iSick85, that's I, the letter, S-I-C-K, 85, you can check me out on there. I got some beats posted up on YouTube, you can check me out there too. I'm looking to get a lot more on there, and I've been working with L.I., shout out to L.I.
Yeah, we got this, yeah, we definitely got some fire coming on. We definitely got some fire coming on. So y'all, I just posted and I just tagged him in this post that I'm getting ready to set up, so y'all can hit up Sick, check out his beats. He has a crazy category, crazy catalog, man.
I do it all. It's all off the hook. It is from all kinds of different genres. I don't just do, you know, hip hop. I do a little bit of dubstep, club music. It's everything. So I try to be versatile with whatever artist, you know. So
all right,
I'm watching this video right now. Like it, you should see like the symbols in it. Like literally, it's like I counted
yo,
like.
What you, are you watching that video right now?
Yeah, I'm just picking them like. Like,
yo, you're
like,
being stingy, man. You're being rude. You're being real rude right now. Why don't you go ahead and post up on the NTILL, man, NTBIL, so we can all see it. Quit being like that, man. Quit being.
Roger that.
Apologize.
All right, man. Well, people, catch you later. I do appreciate everything, man. I will be definitely checking you out anytime, any day, man. Just let me know what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, so Crush, let's hit this next caller, man. This 267 been waiting for a long, long time.
Which one?
The 267-439.
Okay. Yo. Caller, you're on the air next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow, shout out to Next to Blow. It's the Doe.
Yo, you
this
tell red, us, man. You tell us what's on your mind.
It was Red Saint, a.k.a. Omega Red, rapping from West Philly. I mean, shout out to Turn It Up. I thought this was a request, y'all. I wanted to request the song, but I see y'all got on this top, and I couldn't get off. I couldn't hang up. I kept listening. Like, this is kind of something deep.
It's
but, yeah,
real.
It's real. It's a few books. Like I got into a little bit. I didn't really get deep into it, but, like, the New World Order, that's a good book for y'all, the listeners, to go and cop that. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of books you can read too, cause like they're not going to tell us this on like the boy, like what they said earlier, like what y'all said earlier, like when the radio stations and all the pop music and all that, they just throwing up the Illuminati signs and all that thing, everything cool. But I'm saying it's a lot of books you could cop. You know what I mean? Peace of the gods and the earth. But I want to know if I can spit a verse. Like I got a conscious verse for the listeners.
Shit,
like I mean, I heard you said you wanted more music. I mean that. For y'all to play like that, but I mean, I'm gonna send y'all something too in the long run.
Demonstrate. Go ahead, show and improve, baby. That's what we're here for. It is an underground radio station at the end of the day, so go ahead, spit your stuff, spit your game.
All right, I said, I'm a samurai in the summer rain. Get deep like a submarine. You know what I mean? The king supreme kingdom, let's feed them. But God hands can't reach them. They stuck in the maze. Make it out to the last days. Money I raise. Meet me at your grave. Everything in the hole. Food for thought. Genetic mind control. So be consistent. The manipulation is instant. It's a war between the United States and the United Nations. And when you put your earphones on at night under short waves, brainstorming and channel signals and chant with certain types of information. So change the station. The streets in my book, corruption in my composition, on a fly mission with a vicious vision. So make the right decision. You itching. You not ready for the revolution. The gift the kids don't know what he said. You stuck in confusion. Black people power, O for cipher, W wisdom, E equality, R ruler of righteousness. I talk about the biochemical destruction of consciousness. Underground watching the pot boil. You are the kettle. The government's the cannibals, they sell you everything. They sell your soul. They sell our babies. The puppeteers pulling your strings will have you believing that you fighting the right enemy. Checking the pulse of the streets, and it's getting weak. We can shut the whole world down in 7 days. Riding with me, 67% of the street is genetically engineered and is poisoning the MSG. It's a drought of fresh water, but we royalty. The God is coming. So when the race, you gotta stop running. We accepted the world without no understanding. Did you know the black man invented the jet landing? They stole from us. Now we closing chapters with diamond daggers, trying to find us helicopter spraying microfibers. The UN planning to take our weapons for bread spread. Split of oils, crystal liquid, it's awful red. The Armageddon will be a quiet one. You healing pain, we'll be on a spiritual plane. It'll be 8 visits. This is mathematics, metaphors, and metaphysics. And I'm still young with my fitted. This is where you play delivery of punchlines. This is that feeling in your stomach when it's crunch time.
time. It's a baka time. While you caught up in guard, bitch, you know my style is astonished. Facing faces the clown that you do to know.
Whoa. You heard that? Whoa, yo, he said so much stuff right there. Yo, you got to send me that. You got to send me that, though. I'd love to play that, man. Love to play that. Y'all don't even hear half the stuff that this dude just said, man. Y'all don't even hear half the stuff this dude just saying. Like, this guy is dropping bombs on y'all on the fucking. Yo, I love that, man. Yo, big ups to everybody out in West Philly, man. Yo, definitely let us know what we can get up with you. He's still dropping.
Well, dog, man, right now, like I'm saying, you can get at my at my Facebook junk. I got tracks on Facebook right now. That's all I got for right now is the Omega Red 215. I'm saying you can hit me up at what's my John X? I don't even get on that John no more like that. You get
that
at
Twitter?
Me on I don't even got no Twitter John right now. But Black Intelligence, you can holler at me on Facebook. Just go to search, go to the names, go to Black Intelligence. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll pop up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I deal with a lot of mathematics. I mean Black the Law 9 with a lot of Weekly of Law. The Clarence 13X, I read a lot of books. Like, I mean, I go through a lot of that. So it's like, the original man. Like, I'm saying, we holding it down. Islam, ourself, Lord and Master. So we gonna hold a lot of things down. Like, and right there, you just put me back on my job from listening to this show. Like, this show need to be like worldwide. I mean, everybody need to hear this, man. Cause y'all put me back on my job. I mean, I was fumbling a little bit on my verse because I used to rehearse it a lot, but I ain't rehearsing in a minute. So, like, I got my new ish. That's saying old. But, like, this right here, this after listening to this tonight, I'm getting back on the page. I'm getting back into my reading. I ain't read a book in a minute. I mean, Illuminati or whatever, they got me caught up in the entertainment things, like video games and all that. You know what I'm saying? But It's time to calm down, read some more, get back on my job. Like, I'm saying, y'all helped me a lot, for real.
You on Facebook as Be Black Intelligence?
Yeah, Be Black Intelligence. That's my Facebook
thing. I found you.
All right, yeah, and holler at me on that. I'm put music on there. I got music on SoundCloud, on that joint. Man, I got to get back into that joint, find out, I mean, everything. But, yeah, it's on there. Like, if you can't find it, I'm gonna give it to you through that for right now until I bring something else out. You know what I mean?
Yo, I appreciate that, man. But yo, that just motivated, man. It just motivated like, pretty much a whole lot of people, man. I'm pretty sure, and I definitely wanted to hear that from somebody by the end of this show, just to make sure that I was doing the right thing, that my head was in the right place. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate Black Intelligence for calling in. And doing what you need to do, man. If I ain't hear that from nobody else, though, just hearing that from you tonight just made sure it made me realize that I am doing the right thing, man.
No doubt. You should have a show. Like, last week, you had the six – everybody was coming spitting 16 bars. I was trying to get on and then. I mean, cause my cousin had told me to request the John, whatever. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna look out. I mean, show love. My cousin requested a song. You know, I was requesting. So that's what I was calling to do today, but I see it was something else. But, like, yeah, y'all should have a joint where everybody just call up and just, you know what I mean, like, nothing but we just want to hear nothing but some knowledge, conscious rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, do a show like that one day. I got more for you, you know what I'm saying?
That's what we're gearing up for, though. So, y'all, definitely hit me up, man. Definitely hit me up. Go ahead and submit your music, and I'll make sure that when we do round two, we definitely get your joint played, man.
All right, that's what it is.
Yo, big ups, man.
Right.
Black
Appreciate
intelligence,
it, man.
Black intelligence and the establishment. I love it. Yo, Crush.
Thanks a lot. Shout out to your whole movement. Shout out to the whole movement.
Yo, so you said Black Intelligence, right? Black Intelligence.
Yeah. It's Bleep. Be Black Intelligence. Yo, we're about to go into the after hours, man.
I was getting ready to tell you, man. You know what? I smell overtime. There you go.
It's
overtime Black Intelligence
now.
Right there.
So everybody who's locked in, stay on the line. Do not hang up because we're going to get to everybody. Because right now we are officially in the after hours.
So
we are after hours, y'all. It's time to go a little further in life. You know what I'm saying? The cops can't stop us. Cops can't stop us. Can't nobody stop us right now. Ambulance can't stop us. Your great-grandmama can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we out here at 18 feet of snow. Motherfuckers can't stop us. So we going officially into the overtime hour, man. You know what I'm saying? It got this deep. It got this deep. This is the first time that...
It got real.
Is the first time, man. It's the first time that me and Christian hit overtime, man, because we got so many callers on the line, man. We appreciate each and every one of y'all who's sticking in. We got people who been on the phone, who been waiting to talk for over an hour. You know what I'm saying? We got some people who just been sitting and chilling and just listening to us for over 90 minutes now. Yo, we appreciate all that love, and that's how I know that we actually are doing something right. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm real geek right now. And we're going to take a little break real quick. We're going to go let's play a song.
I want to go into my consciousness if I can. Can I do that?
If the world is yours right now.
I want to go into my conscious music. This is a song that I did myself when I was feeling like basically I felt lost in the world. So this is Forgive Me for Being Lost.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us. And look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect. But we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
Dear God, this is a letter to you. And you get mad at me because of this? I'm sorry, but this is just how I feel. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred us over mine, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Looking up to the heavens, searching for my answers there. Walking with a brave face, but I'm so scared of my future, or if I ever get to see it. After two lost kids, a father, will I get to be it? Walking through fields, thinking who I can confide. Cause my questions in life ain't getting replied. Looking for you, because I don't believe these preachers. I want to understand the lesson, but you gave me such new teachers. As my brother's keeper, I keep him close to my heart. We live to your expectations, at least for the most part. But when rent is due, and we got kids to feed, we can't pay our bills with kindness and good deeds. Cause your world is so wild, and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping bananas, born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupt and never-ending circle of life. So, show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred a sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. When I look for holy water, I find liquor. You say the devil is a liar, but he answers back quicker. Listening for your voice, trying to find the clarity, but he's telling me get them before they bury me. And I value my life, though he won my soul at the price. Preparing for hell, cause I'm living so trite. And we both know you're not gonna let me in them gates. So why I still feel regret of the decisions I make, when you didn't give me the reasoning. Why Rich got locked down, why Darius got hit, why Wolf got shot down. I know this sound blasphemous, but tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me, at least give me a clue. Cause your world is so wild, and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping now that's born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupted, never ending circle of life. So, show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred a sober mind, forgive me for being sauced.
Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting it crossed. If you prefer the sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost.
Yeah, man, that was Forgive Me For Being Lost. That's one of my singles out right now.
Yo, that's
and
fire right there. This is what I'm talking about, man. Like, we actually are going in right now, and I'm loving the responses that we get, you know, and I'm loving if we can get some songs like that in rotation, like, we can start a movement. I really feel like tonight is a riot, a silent riot in the making. You know what I'm saying? Those two words should never go together, but when they do, it means something. A silent riot.
Right.
And I think that might be what we're going to name the show from now on when we go on and we're talking about the Illuminati, man. It's going to be a silent riot.
So, if the show presents the silent riot.
It's a silent riot, you know what I'm saying? And I think, I love that, man. I love that. That's powerful shit right there. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So,
it really
let's go into the next. Let's go into the next caller, man, and we see how we. That we can get the silent riot continuing moving.
Yeah, we're going to get into this 215-528. 215-528, caller. State your name and where you calling from.
Salute. My name is Black Cotton. My name is Black Cotton, calling from West Philly.
All right, Salute. West Philly in the establishment. I love it, man. Yo, what's going on out there?
Hey man, in the field, you know, I'm in the field, laying low.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, y'all, man, we've been talking all night, and we've been talking all night about this group. Man, we don't know if it's fact, we don't know if they're really out there, or is it just boogeyman? But you know, what I'm saying it's a group that hopefully you done heard of called the Illuminati. And
that's fact. That's fact, and I've been studying them for 3 years now, constantly. They're not exactly called Illuminati, you know. They're a whole bunch of different secret societies, a whole bunch of different ones. And their goal is New World Order, one world government, and they're not going to stop until they get it.
So how far do you think they are away from getting it? Is this the inevitable? Is it too far gone to try to stop? Can we still do something about it as a public?
I would say in the condition of the people today, you know, it's like this. You're either awake or you're asleep. There's too many people in the masses who are asleep. And the opposition has gone so far on their mission that it's like now, even within the next year, it's too late for people to wake up. People are too tapped into what they are pitching out to us. People are too far trapped into it. Me, myself, 3 years ago, I broke away from it all. And one of the reasons why they made me the way I am is because it's in hip hop.
Damn.
It's too late. It's too late for everybody to wake up, you know. The type of conversation we having or you having on your show all night, you go out here and just talk to the people about it, they're gonna tell you crazy.
People have behind that word so much. Anything that people don't understand that they want to do away with is crazy.
Yep.
But keep on, man. Keep on. I like where you're going. Go ahead, man.
We are too far behind. We are too far behind. There are too many people, and me, myself, for myself and for my future, I'm glad that I woke up instead of dying in my sleep. And being sleep means the walking dead out here, the zombies. That's being sleep. Waking up, to translate it to y'all, that'd be like Christ consciousness, if you ever heard of Christ consciousness.
I'm going to write that down, Christ consciousness.
Third eye awakening.
All right.
Is that where the high fructose corn syrup comes into play?
Who?
The high fructose corn syrup. I heard that was an ingredient that is thrown into pretty much every single type of food. And if you guys look on the back of your ingredients for the food that you eat, anything, little candy up until full course meals, high fructose corn syrup, and it was made to actually dull the mind, dull the thinking of the mind.
Well, that's not the only thing that was created to dull the mind, but things that the system don't want to tell us about is the third eye and waking, you know, activating your third eye. And as far as food, there are many other different foods besides corn syrup that is made and designed to damage your third eye.
Now I have a question for you. You said you woke up.
Yeah.
When did you realize? When did it hit you that you were asleep? How did you know you were asleep? To know to wake up.
Because of hip hop. Because of artists like Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and all these other fuckboys out here and mainstream, they woke me up. Because I see a gay agenda in their music, in their videos, in their speech. And it was like, you know what, something ain't right. I'm a 70s baby. I grew up listening to the first round of MCs. So, and you know, this is a culture. This is a way of life, you know. And I'd have been celebrating hip-hop right here in West Philly all my life. And I've listened to too many rappers to be like, okay, these guys are, you know, they say something. No, they ain't saying nothing. They ain't saying nothing.
Okay.
I couldn't understand why so many of my brothers were hooked on Lil Wayne, and it was like, yo, you can't see through him. He's, you know what I mean? He's homosexual. He's homosexual or bisexual. And he didn't admit it. So
how do people, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting text messages, I'm getting tweets right now. People actually want to know right now. They're intrigued off of what you're saying. Like, how do I wake up? What can I do? Is it really, really too late? Or what can I start doing to spread the word? What can I do to actually wake up?
People have to study the things that they feel as though are funny about the system. They need to take a look into. Study governments. Study Freemasonry and recognize that those are your enemies. Your black brother out here in the street ain't your enemy. The system is the enemy.
Yo, you know what, Crush, you know what? While we got this momentum going on, because I love what he's talking about right now. You know what I want to do? Let's bring another caller on. Let's bring another caller on right now at the same time. Let's bring this 504 on at the same time.
All right, 504.
Okay.
Let's get into a discussion right now.
That was good, was good.
504-9390. What's your name, baby? Where you calling from?
From 504, man. My name is Chops, and I was talking about, just wanted to make a comment about the Illuminati discussion y'all was having.
Yeah, absolutely. You come on, because you're jumping right into it now. You know what I'm saying? You're jumping right into it now. Is it too late? Is it too late for us as a group to come together? Is it too late to wake up?
Right. So, man, basically, you know, a lot of stuff that I'm reading and a lot of stuff that, you know, that I observe, but it's like, you know, I'm always, since I was little, I always had the questions of, you know, why is this like this and, you know, why is this going on? So, you know, I see a lot of things that goes on and a lot of people, I don't know if people realize it. And, like, you know, for instance, like, I'm going to even go back to, like, the situation that happened with Whitney Houston. You know, we had, and they noticed something like, you know, they had the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of symbolism going on through that. And then, like, you know, a lot of people were saying that when Madonna was doing this performance, you know, it was making a symbol of a W be something that was going to happen in Whitney Houston soon.
Madonna performed a pagan ritual at the Super Bowl. She performed a pagan ritual. Yeah.
All right, then, all right. Well, and I also, I mean, I'm sorry not to cut y'all off, but yeah, also, and I definitely want to talk about, what was it, Nicki Minaj's performance when she had performed, what was it, Roman? And she did a song, Roman? Yeah,
right.
You can't tell me that was out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was like a celebration stating that, you know, since Whitney Houston, that it's been, you know, they feeding off of her spirit to the next person.
Okay, so y'all saying that Whitney Houston's death was not natural whatsoever. You said that was planned, should we say?
Right. I believe so, because they had an event that night at that hotel.
Clive Davis's.
And when she passed away, the event still went on, but her body was still in the hotel room until after the event was over.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the Clive Davis party that night, right?
Right.
Right. Clive Davis was supposed to be, like, such a good friend of hers.
And then the story of how she died kept changing. You know?
Yeah.
It kept changing.
I noticed that, too. Who was there, who wasn't there, how
right.
they found the body, where they found the body, what,
right.
like, everything. Like, everything,
right.
every story you heard, it was different.
Right.
And if y'all know that
in the end she was in the bathtub,
right?
And you know what they do? You know what them people do? They have satanic and pagan rituals. They drink blood, man. So my belief, they drank her blood that night. They sat her in the they laid her in the bathtub. They cut her up and drank some of her blood and drank it. That's what they do.
Man, this is getting deep right now. Yo, caller from West Philly, yo, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man. Definitely appreciate
you
calling in. Definitely let us know. Hey, definitely,
yes.
Man, I need you to let us know where we can actually reach you at to get some of that knowledge that you were dropping tonight.
You can hit me on my Facebook, Black Cotton.
Black Cotton?
Yeah. I gave Mike my number already. You can hit me up anytime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I definitely need to get that. I definitely need to get that knowledge from you.
Now you remember?
And,
you remember we?
Can,
now, Mike,
can I just
I
say
talk,
one thing, Mike,
right?
Cotton, I just want to say that I truly respect you and everything with the whole Guerrilla Republic movement.
I'm not in Guerrilla Republic.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Because,
I'm formerly Guerrilla Republic.
Oh, formerly. Okay.
I represent the Outlaws. I represent New Africa Entertainment. I represent the Republic of New Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I represent.
All right,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We officially got you. Yo, we officially got you on the. Hey, man, we got you on here now. We got you on here. Y'all just got you at the friend request. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. I appreciate both of y'all calling in. Oh, yo, the 504, I got to get your information too, man. What's your name?
If y'all want to catch me, I'm on Twitter. My name is CC Hops. And okay, that's all I have. And if you want to email me, my email is also at chopz504@yahoo.com.
You know what I'm saying? All right, well, yo, we could definitely catch you on Twitter, man. I would love for you to stop by and definitely love for you to stop by and leave a message on the NTBILL link, because we're going to keep this one. We're going to try to keep this one as long as possible, but I definitely need y'all to show love. Show love on that NTBILL hashtag on there. We can do that. Say that again.
So I got you on that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and leave a remark, though, so I can make sure that I follow you, man, because this trend is blowing up right now. This trend is getting out of control right now. So, yeah, you definitely appreciate that, man, and now so we can follow you. Let's get into another caller, man. Let's get into another call. I'm trying to take as many calls as I can.
I think we should make this the last call.
You think
and,
so?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, let's double this up like we did the last one then.
All right, so we're going to get into the these, which ones?
Let's do that 480.
Okay, we're going to do the 480-232.
Caller, what's your name? Hey. Where you calling from?
What's going on? This is Fly Home. I had to come back because since we're in the after hours, I got to drop some gems that I've been researching that I want to leave with the listeners.
Look, he doing research. I'll just say that's what I'm talking about, man. This is motivating, man, right here. What you got for us?
Okay, well, first off, I did email you a track. I wrote a track called Illuminati This, which gets into the people, you know, as the brother Black Cotton was saying, taking personal responsibility, because that's the only way we're going to surpass and overcome. We have to look at all the shit that we do and really analyze it. So maybe in part two or something, y'all could play it, but definitely listen to it after the show, and, you know, I'd love to hear your feedback. But
okay.
And then going back to the brother that was you know, studying, you know, with Clarence 13X, you know, that ties into what I was saying before, how, like, that's so important to study that, because the powers that be, they do everything in code. They take our sciences or shit that we mastered and they pervert it. And I'm going to drop some gems on you. Of course, you know, with last winter, did anybody ever think twice to think about what's the code that they repeated out in the media with, you know, Santa Claus, Satan, and Sandy. So let's take a look at the word Sandy, right?
Right.
You know, they had Hurricane Sandy, and then they had the school Sandy Hook.
Yes.
And then I'm sure a lot of people saw the World Star video or the YouTube video on how in the movie Batman, there's a scene where they're, like, looking at a map or whatever, and in the center of the map it says Sandy Hook. And then even to get deeper, there was a you can look this up. Apparently, like, recently there was an island somewhere in the world called Sandy Island, and there was an article saying, oh, we're going to take that off the map because it no longer exists. Like, it never existed. How the fuck can you have something on the map and say, oh, our bad, it was never there in the first place?
Okay.
So,
yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, so it's like I'm trying to find out, and this is still research in the making, what's up with this code word Sandy? Because all of this shit is, you know, set up for something. I just want to put that out there.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's grab another caller, man, see what they think about that.
All right. Where are we going with it?
All right. We're about to, yeah. Let me see. Let's go this 614. It's been holding for about 40-some-odd minutes, man.
614. 649.
We didn't take that caller already, have we? No, I don't think we have.
You said 649?
Yeah, 614-649. See who we got on the line.
Okay. They're on. 614?
All right.
649?
Yo.
All right, yo, what's going on? Call us, state your name, man. Where you calling from?
Anderson, the Haim in the building, man. I represent 614. What's happening?
That's Columbus, yeah, Ohio. Yo, that's the dude by him, Naheem. You understand that? Yo, this dude is crazy right here.
What's going on, Chris? Man, I've been listening, man.
Yo,
hey, Grant, hey, I just want to let y'all know, man, we're going to get in trouble for this shit. I'm going to keep it all the white gangster. For real, you know, they don't like that shit right there. They like all factor fiction. Like, nigga, we want to keep that, like, nigga, just... like it's fiction, you feel me? They don't want niggas, like my cousin was saying, man, they don't want niggas waking up for real, man. They don't want to see that,
riot.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing about it, like, and all that shit that they talking about, like, it's scary shit for real, like, and it sound like, man, like, these niggas is tripping. But, hey, motherfucker, like them commercials you was saying, nigga, the more you know, for real. The more you know.
No doubt. So, you know, tell me, man, tell me what have you experienced or what have you noticed, you know, as far as this goes. And we even, you know, we're going to piggyback on that word Sandy. We're going to come back to that word Sandy in a minute, though, because, you know,
I was just thinking about that, like, and I know exactly what he's talking about with the Batman and all that, and, you know, like, that same night, like that little incident where the nigga, you know what I'm saying, shot up the movie theater and all that, like, you know what I'm saying, and the most recent, the little kids, man, that's how
you... What's going on?
I feel like we're losing it, you know what I'm saying? I definitely feel like we're losing it, and then to make it so bad, we turn the other cheek soon as they stop airing it on the radio, like, I mean, or airing it on the TV, like, we forget all about it.
Yeah, I will say this, though, I think... you know, our biggest hope as far as, you know, winning this spiritual, this mental battle that they're trying to put on us, because, you know, in further research, you find out there's kind of like different fractions of the Illuminati. You have the Rothschilds, you know, against the Windsors, and they kind of control the Democratic and Republican Party. And then you have
say
the Romanov.
Say that. Nope. Hold on. Say that again, because I don't think they heard you. I don't think they heard you. You just broke something now.
So you got, you know, these different factions in the Illuminati. You have the Windsors, which I believe control, like, are kind of behind the Republican Party. And then you have the Rothschilds, which are, like, behind the Democratic Party. And they kind of have different views, and they battle each other. And then you also have the Romanovs, which is kind of like the Russian side of the Illuminati. But see, just like when you put snakes in a barrel, they don't work together. They fight each other to get out. So I think our hope is to, when they're battling it out, and you can tell which side is battling based on what you see on the news. That's our key. So, like, okay, we got to develop our mental while these niggas is fighting amongst themselves. You know, kind of the same way they try to reverse that and do that in our community.
That's what's up.
We got to do it back on them.
So, man, again, you know what I'm saying? And Haim, you got anything that you want to say in closing? You know, anything that you want to talk about in closing as far as the Illuminati goes? Did we lose him? Did we lose him?
Hold up, okay, there we go. My fault. That was my fault. Touch screens and shit. but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Just on that same level, you know what I'm saying? He said, like, it's a lot of different factions, you know what I'm saying? But what people need to understand for real, and I'm gonna tell you some real shit, like, you understand that it's written. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You know what I'm saying? We wrestle against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. You feel me? So understand that even though it might be like, okay, it's a lot of different factions, understand that they all working under the same thing, and that's Satan. You feel me? They all working for towards that same goal, and that's destruction. You feel me? So, like they say, it ain't no boogeyman. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying, this ain't no play. This ain't for play. You feel me? Like, niggas need to wake up. They need to understand what's going on so they can be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Get right. You know what I'm saying? This is a spiritual battle. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that spirit is eternal. You know what I mean? Like, this flesh is temporary. You feel me? All this shit that's going on is shit that's supposed to happen. You feel me? And it's going to happen. So it ain't a matter of it being too late. It's a matter of the fact that shit got to happen the way it got to happen. You feel me? But, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to be prepared. Niggas got to be prepared. You understand that? For real.
Yeah, that's the top, man. Yo, that clapping right there, man, that means it's the end of the show, man. Yo, we could go on all
Yo,
night long, man.
It's going down, man. Hey, you in trouble for this shit, nigga. You just got national attention out this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I definitely appreciate that. But, man, and so, I mean, in closing, I think I just want to let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let everybody know that I guess it's an unanimous decision. The Illuminati is real. If you haven't got anything out of this whole 2.5-hour convo that we've had, the Illuminati is real. It exists. There are people who are running higher powers, who have wealth beyond that you would even dream, who can control everything. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to thank everybody who called in, who gave their 2 cents, And, you know, everybody who puts the little 2 cents in the pot, you know, we all come out with a dollar eventually. You know what I'm saying? So one thing I did learn, man, one thing I have learned is I my brothers are with me. My brothers are with me, and it all starts from things like this. It all starts from little events like this, you know. And even when you reflect back on slavery, they always wanted to keep the slaves away from each other because slaves huddling together meant trouble. Okay, so I definitely want you guys to definitely acknowledge that. And I have some homework for you guys because I've learned a lot and I've taken a lot, and I'm going to do a lot of research now with the tools and the knowledge that my brothers have gave me. So I have a lot of homework. But in closing, I want you guys to actually just look at two things, and I will let you guys know in the future when I plan on doing this part two, because there will be a part two. There will be a part two.
Yep.
These numbers will get bigger. You know what I'm saying? These powers that we are these the numbers, the powers and numbers. So these numbers will continue to grow. But as I sign off here, and you know, I'm gonna give the mic to Crush here in a minute. I just want people to research two things for me, okay? And then when we come back, we'll see how many people actually did research. But the first thing that I want people to research is a chip called RFID, and it stands for Radio Frequency Identification.
I was waiting to see when you was going to get into that.
Yeah, we're going to do that in part two, though, because this was so powerful, this was so deep, I didn't expect this. But RFID, you know, for all the people who are still out there with me. And the second thing I would like for you guys to look at is a chemtrail. And that's not K-I-M, that's like chemical. So it's C-H-E-M and then trail. So I'm going to put that on the N-T-B-I-L, I-L-L, I can't even spell. I'm going to put that on the trending topic for tonight. So, you know, you guys who are listening in, and people who actually are going to listen to this in the future, you listen, you research that, you Google that, you do whatever you need to do, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. Because there's a lot going on that you guys don't even know about. Like when my man said that we are probably too far beyond gone to do anything about it, when you look at this RFID chip, you probably realize that he might have been right. So I'm going to just leave that there. And, Crush, you got anything you want to say?
I just want to say to everybody who's still listening what I said earlier. Learn, research, study. We can't live in ignorance anymore. We can't let it be our bliss. That's all I have to say.
All right. So
if we have no choice on how our world's being run, at least let us know. At least learn enough to wake up. Don't die asleep. Wake up.
All right. That's what I'm saying. So, y'all, I love this, man, and we will definitely do this again. And like I said, I just want to send a shout-out to everybody who stuck with me, who stuck with Crush this whole long episode, man. Yo, it is so much love, man, and I definitely appreciate that. And, I mean, this is real. This is real out here. So we're going to continue to drop knowledge. But, you know what I'm saying, in the meantime, we will have fun next Thursday. I want y'all to definitely look out. We are bringing the Hot 16 back.
How's it do that?
We're bringing the Hot 16s back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because of popular and high demand, we are bringing the Hot 16 back. So, yo, if you know a hot spitter, you are a hot spitter. Make sure that you are here with me and Crush next week, 718-664-9115. And I apologize again for the people who I sent the wrong damn number all night long.
We sorry to that old lady that we was calling.
Yo, my man's texting me and let me know. Some old lady, wherever 718 is fucking furious right now. She's going to cuss. She's been cussing people out all night. And, yo, I don't know if somebody told her to call in or anything, but, yo, my apologies go out was a wrong number. 3,200 people that I had call her house. Hell, I apologize about that. Some old hag has had a fucking cow tonight. But, yo, it's
she
all
should,
fun,
so
man.
We can, like, properly say sorry to her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yo, 718-664-9115 is the number to call in next week. You got a hot 16. You know somebody who got a hot 16. Have them call in, show and improve. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what we're going to say tonight. Yo, appreciate everybody who calling in the show. You know what I'm saying? That's about it, baby.
So until next week, we out.